fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Hail Silver! Hooray!
Jeff Carson, a cattleman in his early 60s, rode slowly across a valley. As he neared a heavy growth of mesquite, a shotgun roared twice. As Carson pitched to the ground, the ambusher leaped to the saddle of his own horse. He raced to the concealment of the nearby mountains. He was scarcely out of sight when another rider approached. The newcomer was a younger man who bore a close resemblance to the one who lay motionless on the ground. He drew his horse to a halt and dismounted beside the inanimate body.
Dad, what happened? Are you hurt? Here, let me help you.
That's you, son.
It's me, Dad, but what happened to you?
Don't try to move me, son. I'm done for, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, Dad.
That's all right, son. It's not painful.
Dad, who did this? Was it a masked man and a redskin? If it was, I think I know where to find them. I saw him crossing the valley.
Oh, it wasn't any masked man or a redskin either. It was Reb Reynolds.
Reb Reynolds? I didn't know he was anywhere around here.
He is, son. Has been for a long time. He's just the other side of the drag going Badlands. Got his own place over there.
Oh, yeah, but Dad, that old quarrel was years ago. Are you sure it was Reb?
Oh, it was Reb, all right. I saw him. I'd know Reb any place.
Then if it was Reb...
Yes, son.
I'll get him for you. I don't care how long or where it takes me, but I'll get him for you.
That's what I wanted to hear you say, son. That's a promise now. After I'm gone, you won't forget.
That's a promise, Dad. I won't forget.
Good.
Dad. Dad. Yes, Dad. That is a promise. I'll get Red no matter what it costs. No matter what it costs.
Thank you. the next day, on the other side of the barren rocky range of mountains known as the Dragoons, two figures faced each other near the home corrals of the Half Moon Dot, the cattle ranch owned by Reb Reynolds. One of them was Reb Reynolds himself. The other was his daughter, Gloria. Reb, standing beside his winded horse, looked as if he'd ridden hard and far. Gloria, facing him, showed on her face a mixture of despair and anger.
Dad, you lied to me.
Lied to you, did I? How'd I lie to you?
You told me you were going to Tucson, but you didn't. You went in the other direction. You went across the Dragoons.
That's so? How come you know so much?
I saw old Tom Davies. He drives the stage. He saw you going toward the hills. He passed you on the way.
Going toward the Dragoons isn't crossing them. How come you're so sure I went all the way across?
Because I know where you went. You broke your promise to me. You went to see Jeff Carson.
That's not true. Anybody told you that don't know what he's talking about. I never went near Carson.
You didn't? Not even onto his range?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Father, how can you stand there and tell me a thing like that? Take a look at the hoofs of your horse.
What?
Just take a look. Look at that mud, how blue it is. There's only one place in this whole country where there's mud like that, and that's in Antelope Creek. And Antelope Creek runs straight across the Carson place. Dad, you...
Come on, boy.
Dad, wait. Come back here. I've got to talk to you. You've got to tell me the truth, Dad.
What's the matter, Glory?
Oh, it's you, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, what's the trouble? What's Reb done now?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out, Uncle Frank. Saddle a horse for me, will you, please? I'm going into the house to change clothes.
Now, wait a second. Come back here. Yes. Tell me about it, Glory. Maybe I can help.
There's nothing I can tell you, Uncle Frank. All I know is that Dad's been across the Dragoons. I'm afraid he's had trouble with Jeff Carson.
Word went out that Don Carson was searching for the man who had killed his father. The Lone Ranger and Tonto heard about the murder and went to investigate the scene of the crime. Their horses, Scout and Silver, stood at ground hitch, while the masked man and his Indian companion studied the ground.
Over there was where the killer must have lain in wait, Tonto. From all the signs, he must have been quite a big fellow.
Ah. Well, Reb Reynolds, him big fella.
Oh, there's little doubt that Reb's a killer. But just the same, I'd like to make sure. I don't like the idea of young Don Carson taking justice into his own hands. More than that, I wouldn't want to see him go after the wrong man. I want to find out as much about this killing as possible before we go after Carson. You heard that he'd already started on the trail, didn't you, Tonto?
That's right. Him go early this morning.
Well, we can catch up to him if necessary.
What's your plan?
Just a second, Tonto. I think I see something. Here, Kimosabe, take a look at this.
What's that?
Something we're lucky to find. And something you won't find often out here. Carson was killed by shot from shotgun shells. Out here, most men who use shotguns load their own shells. But this came from a shell that was made by a manufacturer back in the East.
That small piece of paper?
No, not paper. Felt, Tonto. It's part of the wadding from inside the shell. This is what is called the number 4 wad. Now look, see here? These figures printed on it.
Uh-huh. Let me see them.
These give the name of the maker and the size of the shot the shell contained. We'll keep this, Tonto. It may prove valuable.
What we do now?
You see anything we've overlooked, Tonto?
Even all over. No more sign.
Then we'd better be on our way before Carson gets too much of a lead on us.
Easy, big fella. Easy, Scott. Easy, fella.
Come on,
get him up, Scott.
Don Carson was ahead of the masked man and Tonto. Crossing the Dragoons, he chose one of the less used trails, a trail that finally became little more than a narrow ledge, hung dangerously between cliff and canyon. As the trail grew more treacherous, Don became more cautious.
Oh, easy, boys. Watch your footing, fella. One slip and you and me will be knocking on the gates of Kingdom Come.
All went well until horse and man reached a point where wind and rain, heat and cold had weakened the trail by natural erosion, until it awaited extra pressure, an extra strain, to crumble and plunge into the chasm that yawned below.
Easy, boy.
Don Carson and his horse provided this extra pressure. Without warning, directly beneath them, the trail suddenly gave way.
Hey, we're falling! We're falling!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were behind Carson, but suddenly the masked man raised his hand.
Hello, pull up, hold your
horse. Oh, fella. Now, what matter?
Ahead of us, Tonto. Way beyond there, where that ledge sticks out. Did you see something just then?
Wait. Me see him.
That's Carson. The trail must have given away. He's gone over the side. It looks as though he's hanging onto a pinion or a ledge.
That's right. Him not hold on long. Him fall.
We've got to help him. This way, Tonto. Montilde!
Come up, stop.
Tonto and the Lone Ranger were still some distance from Carson, however, with the head of the canyon to circle before they could reach him. It was a question whether or not Carson could hang on until their arrival. But fortunately, another rider had seen him, a rider coming from the opposite direction.
Hurry, boy, hurry!
It was Gloria Reynolds, and as she approached the place where Carson hung onto the fragile branch of a stunted tree, she called out encouragement.
Hold on, stranger, I've got a rope here. I'll get you. Whoa, boy, whoa. Where are you? Oh, I see you. How are you doing? Can you hold on a little longer?
You'll have to hurry. I can't hold on much longer. My hands are slipping.
I've got my rope here. The other end's made fast to my saddle horn. I'm going to drop the loop right down beside you. Do you think you can get hold of it when it gets there?
I'll try.
Here goes. Oh, just a second. It's snagged on a branch. There we are. It's clear. There. It's right beside you, your left side. You'll have to hang on with your right hand and grab it with your left.
All set.
Any time you are, stranger.
Here it goes.
Steady, boy. Easy does it. Steady there. All right, now. As soon as you're ready, I'll have my horse start pulling.
Just a second. I've got to get this rope
easy,
around.
Easy, boy.
There. All right. Now I'm ready.
Hang on. All right. Get up, boy. Straight ahead, boy. Pull. That's it. Harder!
Harder! Oh, fella! Why we stop here?
Look ahead. We're not needed, Tonto. That girl pulled him back to the trail.
That's right.
They haven't noticed us. As long as they haven't, I'd rather stay out of sight.
That's a good idea.
This may be interesting. I'm not mistaken. It may be Reb Reynolds' daughter. We'll go over there. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
If we get in among those boulders, we can watch without being seen and keep an eye on what's happening.
You're sure you're all right? Not hurt any?
Oh, I'm all right, thanks. Just scratched up a bit, that's all.
You're lucky you weren't killed.
If it hadn't been for you, I would have been. It was fine to be saved. I never bargained for being saved by a girl as pretty as you.
I'll overlook that. I think that under the circumstances, you'd find that anyone looked good.
Maybe so, but
I don't want to be curious, but what were you doing on this trail anyway? Most people take one of the safer passes.
Oh, I don't know if I should answer that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to prod.
But this is different. After what you did, I reckon you got a right to ask questions. I'm after a dirty dry gulcher that killed my father. Killed him without giving him a chance to fight back. When I find him, he's going to get the same as he gave Dad.
I didn't mean...
Oh, that's all right. Maybe meeting you is lucky in more ways than one. Maybe you can tell me just where to find this fellow I'm looking for.
Maybe I can. Who is he?
A coyote by the name of Reb Reynolds.
Oh.
You know him?
Yes, I know him. I ought to, anyway. You see...
Yeah?
He's my father.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now, to continue our story. On his way across the Dragoons to avenge the death of his father, Don Carson suffered two shocks. The first came when the narrow trail he rode gave way, and he and his horse went over the side. The second came when he discovered that the young woman who had saved his life was the daughter of the man he had determined to kill.
Hey, wait a second. Did I hear you straight? You're Reb Reynolds' daughter?
That's right. I'm Gloria Reynolds.
Well, Miss Gloria, I don't know what to say. After what you just did, why...
Maybe you don't know what to say,
huh?
But I do.
Now, hey...
Put your hands up. I've got you covered, and don't think I'll hesitate to shoot.
Where'd you get that gun?
From my saddlebag. I always carry a gun in one of the pockets.
Well, what's the idea?
What do you suppose is the idea? Your name is Carson, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Don Carson.
All right, Don. You're carrying two guns. Get rid of them. Take them out of your holsters and drop them on the trail.
But I don't see
what... Don't argue with me. Just do as you're told.
All right, I am.
And no funny business.
Yeah. Now what?
Just stand where you are. I'm going to kick these over the side. Then I won't have to worry about you anymore. There, that's done. Now I'm riding back to give my father warning. Steady. Easy, boy. You can make your own way down to the valley the best way you know how, on foot. By the time you get there, my father will be ready for you.
You're leaving me here?
I certainly am. And if you're wise, you'll go back where you came from. Adios.
Hey, now, wait.
Get up. Get up.
Come back here. You can't leave me here like this.
Looks as if she can leave you here like this, Don.
Masked man.
That's right. Better come along with me.
What's the idea?
My horse is just around the bend, and I think we can get back your horse.
Yeah?
Looks as if he may have reached the bottom without being hurt. We look for a way down there and find out. And besides...
Besides what?
I want to have a talk with you. Come on, we'll get going.
While the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Don Carson searched for a way to the bottom of the canyon, Gloria spurred towards home. When she reached it...
Ho, there, ho, steady, easy. Stand there, boy. Father?
Gloria, I'm in here.
Father, I found out what you did when you went across the Dragoons to the Carson place.
What did you find out?
You shot Jeff Carson. Shot him from cover.
Where'd you hear such foolishness as that?
From someone who ought to know. Jeff Carson's son. I met him on the trail. He was coming here.
He told you I killed his father?
Yes, and you needn't lie out of it, Father. You were over there. I know that. And I
you
know that...
You don't know half what you think you know. Where's young Carson now?
Still on the trail, I imagine. He had an accident and lost his horse. I left him there to get here on foot. I wanted to ride ahead and warn you.
I see. Now listen, Gloria. No matter what you think or how things look, I didn't kill Jeff. Do you believe that?
No.
All right, Gloria. I don't blame you, I reckon. But I'd just kind of hoped that you...
I'm sorry, Father. I don't care if you did kill Jeff Carson. You're my father, and I love you. Oh. And I'm for you all the same.
Glory.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and his companions had made their way to the bottom of the canyon. They found Don Carson's horse bruised and trembling from fright, but otherwise unhurt. Not far away, Don picked up the guns Gloria Carson had kicked over the ledge.
I don't want to keep going over the same ground, Don. But when you climb back into that saddle, where are you going?
Ahead, I told you.
Still determined to take the law into your own hands?
Now, look, mister, I'm not saying it's right and I'm not saying it's wrong. All I'm saying is that I promised my father before he died that I'd get Reb Reynolds. And that's a promise I'm going to keep.
Did it ever occur to you that your father had no right to exact a promise like that?
I heard you say that already.
It's true, isn't it?
He didn't have to make me promise. I'd have done the same whether I'd have promised or not.
What about Reynolds' daughter? She saved your life. Don't you think you owe something to her?
That's my business. Easy, boy. Get up, boy. Adios.
Adios. Well, what do you think, Tonto?
Well... Me think him shoot Reb.
That's what he thinks. But I'm not so sure. Come on, Tonto. We still have work to do.
What that?
We're going to the Half Moon Dot.
Easy, Big Fellow. And what we do there?
Look for shotgun shells, Toto.
One, two, three, come on.
It was late the next day when Reb Reynolds stood between the ranch house and corrals on his spread and stared toward the distant purple shapes of the dragoons. Gloria came from the house and joined him.
Father.
Oh, hello, Gloria. What is it?
I'm worried, Father. Don Carson's going to get here sometime. And yeah. Aren't you going to do anything to protect yourself?
Well, I've already done all I can, Gloria.
What's that?
I've sent Frank out with some of the boys to pick up young Carson. He's afoot, like you said. They shouldn't have any trouble finding him.
Oh, I was afraid you just weren't doing anything. There's someone coming. Who is it?
Wait a second. That's Frank. Wonder what he's riding so fast for. Where are the boys?
Hey there, Frank. Over here.
Hi.
What's the rush?
Oh.
Thought I'd better get back and tell you we couldn't find Hyder here, Carson Reb. Left the boys still scouting for him.
But if he's a foot,
I don't reckon he is, Glory. Didn't find any sign that said so. He must have got a horse.
Then he's still loose and likely to be most anywhere.
I reckon that's about the size of it, Reb. But we'll locate him all right. Don't you worry about that.
You have located him. What? And here he is. Wait. No, don't go for your irons, any of you. This is my show. And I'm handling it my own way. Hello, Miss Gloria. Look who's got the drop this time.
So you are a murderer after all.
That's what I aim to be. And not like your paw, though. I'll do my shooting from in front. And I'm giving him a chance he never gave Dad.
I see. So what's your play?
I said I'd give you a chance. I will. If you'll tell these other two to stay out of it, I'll holster this gun and we'll reach for leather even.
They won't bother us. I'm ready when you are.
All right. You reach first, mister. I can match your play, I reckon.
No, I'm not reaching, young man. I've got no cause to shoot you. And I don't aim to make a gunplay. If you want to shoot me, go ahead. Draw your gun and fire.
But I can't. I can't shoot a man in cold blood.
I'm glad to hear that.
My masked man.
I told you we'd meet again, Don. As a matter of fact, I've been waiting. If you had gone for your gun, I'd have shot it out of your hand. I'm glad it worked out this way. Neither one of you wanted to shoot the other.
It'd have been murder to shoot a man who wouldn't defend himself, and I didn't want to commit murder. But just the same, stranger, Reynolds is going to pay for what he did. I'm taking him to the law.
I'm willing to stand trial.
Maybe it would be better first to decide whether or not you're the man who should stand trial.
What do you mean by that?
One moment and I'll show you. Toto, come over here.
He's got a redskin with him.
Yes, that redskin happens to be my friend. Toto.
Ah, here.
You have those shotgun shells?
You got them.
Give them to me, will you?
Here.
Oh, thanks. Reb. Suppose you tell me who has that corner room over there.
That's my room. What about it?
You're Frank Reynolds, Reb's brother, aren't you?
That's right. What are all the questions for?
I'll show you. Ever seen these shells before?
Sure I have. Those are mine. Where'd you get them?
From your room.
Hey, listen.
No, you listen. All of you listen. I'm going to show you something. First, I'm going to show you this. It's wadding from a shotgun shell. Don, we picked that up at the scene of your father's murder. That came from one of the shells that killed him.
So you say.
That's right. So I say. Now look at this. I'll open this shell. One moment and I'll give you something to compare with that. There. Now take a look at this.
What? It's the same thing. It's got the same printing on it. It's the same kind of shell that killed Dad.
That's right. I think you'll find that Frank and not Reb fired it.
That's a lie. It's just a rotten frame-up. Who says you found that wadding where Carson was killed?
I do.
How are you going to prove it?
Could I have come over here since the shooting, stolen one of your shells, crossed the Badlands again to Planet, then come back over here?
No, you wouldn't have had time. But how are you going to prove that you found that wadding where you say you did?
I don't have to.
What?
Remember when you shot Carson, you fired two shells. We picked up the wadding from one and brought it with us. The other is still there. And, as you've just admitted, we wouldn't have had time to plant it. Now, do you want to surrender and take the chance that the sheriff won't find that other wadding?
Why, you...
Hey, look out!
He had a gun up his sleeve.
He got a...
Good work, Tonto. That was a trick I overlooked. I didn't think he was armed.
Him plenty bad fella.
He won't be in the future. Here, give me a hand with him. You won't have to worry about this fellow, Don. Tonto and I'll turn him over to the law ourselves.
Need any help?
None, thank you. We'll manage.
Well, there's the reason your father thought I shot him, son. Frank looks a lot like me. Your father never had time to tell us apart.
I'm sorry for all this, Mr. Reynolds.
Well, forget it. You only did what anyone would have done. Only you didn't.
But, Father, why did Uncle Frank do it?
When it all comes out, I think you'll find it was to frame me, Gloria.
But why?
Well, if I was to die, he'd be in control of the ranch till you got married, Gloria.
Oh.
I was fool enough to make my will read that way. See, Frank's hard up. He's been gambling too much lately. I guess he got desperate enough to be ripe for anything.
But that mass man, I wonder who he was.
Well, your guess would be as good as mine, young fella. But if I had to make a guess...
Yeah?
I'd bet he's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.